Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The headphones just unplugged themselves while I was assisting with the microphone with you. How are you, Lisa Pockets?
I'm tired.
Right.
But I'm great.
I would like to read from the book of our text messages this morning.
Yes.
My text to you at 5:37. Beyonce made me run slightly late. I'll be in the parking lot at like 5:50, 5:55. See you soon.
I wrote, I'm late, but not because of Beyonce, because of my own personal failings.
It's going to be a fun day.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com.
See, the problem was last night, my cat and I were having a real lit Thursday night. We were watching that Beyonce doc that just came out.
Oh.
You know, and so when I tried to go to bed at 8:15, because that's the time I go to bed.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All I could do, all these Beyonce songs were played in my head.
Oh, and you were so excited. You're like, I am full of womanly fire.
Yes, she's incredible. No wonder she's the queen.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay.
What is it? Like, what platform?
Netflix.
Sweet.
It's on Netflix.
When was it released?
Like, yesterday?
Oh, okay,
or maybe
because
the
I was
day
like,
before.
I would have seen that. But yeah, I've been running around.
Doing life stuff.
Yeah.
Being a successful comedian in Kansas City.
Term.
Well, I think so. I think you're hilarious. I've seen you a couple times and always laughing, like falling out of my seat laughing. So I'm excited that
you're
here.
I love when people just fall and get a concussion.
Yes.
And then send me bills for the ER.
Oh, hopefully they have insurance because that sounds like a very expensive bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How are you? What did you do last night?
I'm glad you asked because I didn't realize, like, I don't know if this is something that you do as a full-grown adult who's in charge of her life, because I'm hanging on by a string all the time.
How old are you?
23.
23, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, literally last week, my car started making terrible noise, and my parents were just like, well, let's take care of it, honey. I was like, I'm 7. Like,
yes!
I'm just walking around. I was like, take care of me. I barely can put on my own pants.
That's good. That's good.
It's fine.
Car stuff is scary.
It's scary. And I was like trying to handle it. And I was like, Dad, I'm going to take it to Jiffy Lube. And he's like, no.
Right. No.
And he just like did it all. So anyways, but I went like shopping by myself. Last night?
Where?
Like, at Marshall's.
Okay.
Which is, like, not...
Yeah, throwing those dollar bills up. Like, shopping like Beyonce.
Yeah, essentially. Except she, like, I'm pretty sure her clothes are tailor-made from, like, sweet, sweet animal tears.
Really?
I don't know.
I feel like she's pretty cool.
No, I think so, too, but I'm just saying, like, her stuff is, like, so gorgeous and perfect that it's, like, a designer that's only, like, comes out of his studio apartment every 30 years, like, makes her dresses. And,
okay. All right. I can see that.
Yeah, that's...
So you were shopping at Marshall's?
I was shopping at Marshall's.
For clothes or just for anything?
You always go in for clothes.
Okay,
that's
yes.
That's always the idea. Mm-hmm. So I have a bunch of shows in St. Louis this weekend, and I was like, you know what? I haven't bought a new thing in a hot minute.
When was the last time you bought a new thing?
For clothing-wise?
Yeah.
I, don't remember.
Okay, I didn't know if that was just some kind of justification, like you got something that you ordered online the day before.
No,
okay. It really
was
a long time.
Just like, I like don't want to wear anything that I have right now because I literally, there's like straight up 3 outfits that I cycle through when I'm like really excited about a show and like I'm booked on a show and I was like, I can't like, oh yes, this is a girl that never changes her outfit like a cartoon. Like I don't want to be known as that.
That is me, by the way. I have
one
outfit.
Yeah, but that's, you also, no one sees you, Jordan.
That's true. My mother
aggressively
doesn't see me. My boss.
But I met you on the radio.
That's right. I'm a voice.
Yeah.
I'm a voice.
Fine.
So you were shopping at Marshall's, getting a new outfit for your show this weekend in St. Louis.
Yes. And like, I don't know. I'm still like shifting from understanding what size I'm at because I've actually gained like a significant amount of weight in the past like year and a half. Which is a fun thing to say out loud. But
to all of Kansas City, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know, this movie, yes, you're right.
You can't see me. Joke's on you. But I went to Marshall's and I was like, am I a medium? Am I a large? Am I extra large? Like, whatever. And like, as a woman, you know that those like kind of don't even really mean anything anymore.
Every
store
is different.
A medium could also mean like you're a tiny little Ethiopian baby.
Yes.
Which
shopping
is fine if that's what size you are, but that's not what size I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I like got I'm starting to get stuff in different sizes. And like, I got a bunch of larges and I was like, feel really good about them. And I was looking at rompers because I'm a really big fan of them. Mm-hmm. And also, I think the proper term is jumper. They're just like rompers, but with pants.
Okay. Yep.
That right?
I think so. I don't own any.
Yeah.
But
you don't really seem like a jumper type.
No, I know. It would be. Yeah. No. Because that was too hard to go to the bathroom. You've got to like literally get undressed.
No, it's like you're naked and defeated.
Right. Yes.
When you.
And then you're. Defecating.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Then you're defecating.
At Chipotle.
That's such a good word. So, I was looking at them and I was like, what? First of all, which one of these will not make me look like I'm in a cult?
Right.
That's the main thing.
What colors were you picking?
Well, the thing is, like, I really like kind of like 70s
okay.
Radio host wallpaper colors.
Okay.
So do you see lots of oranges
okay.
and brown, like light browns, okay. like mustard
uh-huh.
colors?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I was picking out those. I was like, if I wore like an orange jumper, which is essentially a jumpsuit,
mm-hmm.
like it's just like, well, congrats on your imminent suicide. Like it just wouldn't.
I'm thinking orange is the new black. I'm thinking prison.
Well, that too. Yeah.
They won't trade out your clothes.
No.
Once you get arrested.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be like, you can stay in that. It's for Marshalls. That's where we are.
We're trading your underwear, though. I think they give you underwear,
don't they?
I don't know. I imagine, well, it'd be a long time wearing that same pair if you get stuck in jail for years.
Oh, no.
Hmm. Jumpers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but then I do this thing when I'm in a dressing room, especially if I'm like with a friend, because sometimes you go shopping with a friend.
You go in the dressing room with other people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you usually get like the bigger, like, dressing room thing.
What?
Like the family one.
My friends are crap. Either that or they think that I would undress them with my eyes or
wink,
look.
Wink.
Okay, all right, fine.
No. It doesn't matter. But it's okay. Like, it's more like I know about my best friend's like bowel movement so they can see me. Like,
okay, I got you.
It's,
I got you.
We are alarmingly close.
Okay, that's fine.
Unsettling.
Okay.
How close we are. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, I like to do this thing where if I like get really tight pants or really tight clothes, I pull them as far as I can go and I spread my legs. I wish I could. I can't show anyone because this is obviously.
Don't worry, you're describing it perfectly.
And I spread my legs out and I like have my hands to sides. I'm like, I'm a troll. And then I like run around the dress. But I did that like alone by myself in the dressing room. Like, aren't I fun? And I just like, that's what I do when I feel bad about like my body. I was like, let's have fun. When I can't fit into anything.
Dude.
So it's,
I always find it interesting that I will make excuses to the person at the dressing room, the fitting room, as to why stuff doesn't work. I don't owe them an excuse.
You don't.
They just gave me a number, told me to go in there and have a good time. But I'll come out and I'll be like, yeah, I'm so sorry, but these size 8 jeans, they're just like too small for me.
Are you kidding me? This is what we're talking about this morning. Seriously, just play some music. God.
Wait, who is this? Who is this? I mean, honestly, this is not what we're talking about. This is what you and I, Lisa Pockets, are talking about. That is so nice of you to call up, so brave, and say that and then not tell us who you are.
Jordan, I just want to say that I think it's insane that two women are allowed to talk at the same time on a radio show.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Lisa Pockets, you are a local stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
So fun.
How does
it? There's just, I'm just like, I exude all this humor and
confidence,
joy.
And that's exactly how it feels to get up on stage in front of a bunch of people and talk about stuff that is very personal to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there anything off the table? Any topic off the table?
Honestly, no. I get that question a fair amount.
Okay. Really, there's nothing in your life or anything that you've experienced that you would not talk about up on stage?
No.
What about growing up? What about your parents?
All of it.
What about your parents' sex life?
Yeah. Actually, there's like literally a whole bit about that.
Are you serious?
I'm very
how
serious.
Do they feel about that?
They love it.
They love it?
Also, I like specifically do that bit when I go to places like Jeff City that have kind of older audiences because I know that. Because here's the thing, people make this really broad, they make this broad assumption that you know, older people are more conservative, which is obviously like true in different aspects, but like everyone loves people and likes to be around people have sex. But anyways, it's fun.
My parents didn't. I was immaculate conception. Just so you
I just
know.
Appeared out of nowhere.
I did. I did.
But like, yeah, they like love it. They love when I talk about my parents who are in their 50s now are still like in love and being super gross with each other. And they just like cackle like crazy. It's their favorite thing. It's fine. I try to think about it in a way that's like, it's beautiful that they're still in love.
That is the way you have to angle in your head not to vomit on stage.
But it's also like fun to tell people that my dad calls watching my mom put on lotion sauce time.
And that's the end of the show.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
No, I've never walked in on my parents. No. I shared a wall with my parents' bedroom the whole entire time I was growing up and never once heard anything like that.
They planned that out. Congrats for them.
What? What do you mean they planned that out? That they would?
They knew exactly when you'd be at. I'm a soccer practice.
No, softball. Look at me. Look at me. Softball.
Look, I didn't
practice.
Want to make like a super stereotypical assumption, but I was going to say softball.
You're right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Give me that credit at least.
Mm-hmm.
But they like scheduled like, okay, so Jordan's going to be at softball. This time. She's going to be at her friend's house this time. Let's get it going, Barbara, or whatever your mom's name is. What's her name?
Barbara.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Bus. Lisa Pockets, were you excited to dissect a frog in high school?
No. And also, I didn't have to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have a note to get out of it?
No. We didn't actually end up doing it. All
you're 23. That's right. I'm like 40 years older than you.
First of all, you're not good at math because
right.
You're not.
That's it. That's what the problem is.
No, we like literally it was just the AP kids.
Okay.
Who did it, which made me feel, what's the word? Nice and dumb.
Right.
But it's also okay because I got out of like ripping open an animal.
We partnered up in school. I remember this. We partnered up and I was with this big, strong football player.
Nice.
Thinking, all right, you'll do this because I don't want to do this.
Right.
But then in the end, it was me that had to do it and he almost passed out.
Oh no.
I jumped out of an airplane on my 30th birthday and I
humble brag.
Right. You know, just I did a triple sow cow and a triple axle. No, but I remember when I went up, I was like, do people ever wuss out when they finally get up there and talk all this stuff? The place that I went said that the only people that have ever wussed out would be big, strong men. And not in the 30 years that they've been doing it, not a single woman had wussed out of doing it once you get up there.
My goodness.
Do you have any desire to jump out of an airplane?
Actually, yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
So, do you pee your pants on the way down or in the plane?
It's poop. And then it falls on. Nope. Never mind. When I did it, it was the moment that they open the door and you hang. I was fine. Until they open the door and you hang out and you look down at the earth and you're like, we should not be able to do this. There's something wrong here.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Honestly, the scariest part of jumping out of an airplane for me was the fact that there was a thunderstorm that was happening right by where we were. So the people that owned the skydiving company said that we couldn't go up. And we waited hours for this thunderstorm to go away. It didn't after hours. So we're like, well, screw this. We're going to go get drunk. We want our money back. And then at that exact moment, the owner's like, I guess it's good. We can go up there. So, you know, it was lightning, thunder ringing. And I just jumped out of an airplane. It was crazy. But I was strapped to someone.
Right.
You have to do that.
Yes.
For X amount of like jumps. You have to get some kind of certification to be able to jump out by yourself, which is
great. That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did learn, really looking back on my 36 years on Earth, I learned my number one life lesson that day. Okay. I mean, other life lessons that I've learned, you know, if it's too good to be true, it is. It always is.
It always is.
It always is.
Never get excited for anything.
You never get a deal no matter what it is. There's a trick somewhere, and that is something that I've learned the hard way in life. Also, when to let something go, you know, like when something is over, really hard to learn that. But the number one life lesson that I learned, and I definitely learned
it. Like you're holding hands with a toddler.
Yes.
Just let
them go.
Let them fall.
Especially if you're jumping out of an airplane with them.
Exactly.
But the number one life lesson that I learned was absolutely never in your whole life ever, ever, ever buy your skydiving video? The one that they film when you jump out of an airplane?
I didn't know that was even an option. I didn't know it was like a roller coaster. You could like buy your picture or whatever. I didn't even know.
No. It's
a whole video.
It's a trillion times worse than your roller coaster video. Your roller coaster video, you're going what?
Well, you can't like flip off the camera or anything.
I wish that was what I'm talking about. Okay. If your roller coaster video, I don't know how fast roller coasters go, 20 miles an hour or something, you know, even if they're going 50, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. When you jump out of an airplane and you buy the video, a camera crew jumps out with you too. And they just film you, you know, screaming and whatever. That's still not the worst part. Lisa Pockets, you are falling at 100 miles an hour when you do the free fall before they pull the parachute. You're falling at 100 miles an hour. Your everything, your face, your arms, your forehead looks like the ocean when there is a horrible storm. It's just waves of skin. It's so disgusting. It's so embarrassing. Like your forehead. Grab your forehead. There's no fat there. I don't care who you are, but it was just it was the grossest thing ever.
One time she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Holy, there's a lot of news.
And now the news.
Lisa Pockets, you want to do this with me?
The news.
Okay. So, according to the president of Ecuador, Julian Assange smeared feces all over his room in the Ecuador embassy.
So a Tuesday.
For you? That's a Tuesday for you?
Wait, is that not... Hold on.
Okay.
Let's roll it back.
Actually, no. Let's move on. A Kansas City high school band room was vandalized and apparently caused up to $75,000 in damage.
Well, what did it say? How was it vandalized? Like, was it graffiti?
Wait, you work in schools. Is like even an entire school worth $75,000?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not even like all the human lives of the teachers are worth that to the government. Oh!
Then we move on. Do you watch Stranger Things?
Of course.
Okay. The creators of Stranger Things are actually on trial now for allegedly stealing the idea of the show from someone who was pitching it around Sundance in 2014.
Oh. Or is this like some like sad like 25-year-old who's like, that was my idea. But really, it's just like he had an idea to like put a bunch of children together and be like, it's the 80s. And that was the extent.
That could be. We'll have to watch the trial to figure out what's going on with that. On Wednesday, a man breaks the single game winning record for Jeopardy to take home $131,000. $131,127.
Cool. Do you have his like number?
I was about to say, I'll take his, he's single for 200, Alex. And this one really frosts my cookies, okay? I'm mad
now. I don't like that metaphor.
Right. Well, I'm hungry. Honestly, if we were to be quiet and I put this microphone right where my stomach is, it would
be growling.
It would be growling. So Instagram.
I did not like how you said that. I'm sorry, I keep critiquing you.
That's okay. Instagram, they're thinking about hiding the number of likes on your posts.
Taking away my only incentive to like put anything on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is the point? They want for people to focus on the content rather than the likes.
First of all, I only care about egotistical stuff that does not matter.
Right.
And that means likes.
Right.
On my drawings and also mostly my face. Like my face. Someone needs to like my face.
I like your face. Oh, that's like McDonald's taking away the burgers. It's like, what is the point?
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
The weirdest thing just happened in the studio. Lisa Pockets pulled a ukulele out of her little pocket and played it and sang that song. And then she put it away right at the end of the song.
Yeah, sorry. I just wasn't feeling...
You didn't want to do a live performance for everyone this morning?
No, you know, I was too embarrassed. And it's one of those things, it's a magical ukulele where it comes up whenever I'm feeling particularly like a stupid hipster girl.
Oh, does it make money?
No.
Oh.
Much like comedy.
Okay.
Doesn't make any money.
For the Buzz family, how did you get into comedy? As a local comedian.
Yeah. Well, so I've been doing this since I was 17 and I started in Columbia, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Shout out to just anyone who's standing around in the road. Just zombies. Okay. Not a single living person lives in Columbia.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you escaped.
Finally. So I started there. And basically, like, I was scrambling my last year of college. And I actually went to Truman State in Kirksville, Missouri.
Shout out No, we're not going to do a shout out to
we
there.
Did you have a bad time also, there? Don't shout out Kirksville. Okay. It's a poopy town. Full of poopy poop.
Was it cheap?
Sorry,
at least?
There was a lot more explicit words that I could have said, and that we are on the radio.
So I'm proud of you for not swearing because
yes,
it is rare.
I just replace. I do that with my kids too because mm-hmm. I'm a tutor, mm-hmm. and I just replace when I want to say something bad. I was like, poopy.
I do that too.
Poopy butts.
I do that too.
And then the kids laugh, and it works, and it's fine. Anyways. But yeah, shout out to Truman. I guess if you also spent a lot of money at a liberal arts school, sorry mm-hmm. for your loss.
Of that money.
Yes, and like your self-confidence. And also the love of your parents.
So, damn, that's a trifecta. Wow.
That's the liberal arts school trifecta. That's what we call it.
It's like my cousin that went to school for welding.
Oh, that's
art welding. Sorry,
oh,
art.
No,
art. She
I
made
no. I thought you meant. I was like, legitimate welding makes you a lot of money.
Right? No. She only did it with art stuff, and now she's dead. So
holy.
No, she's not.
Oh my god!
Just dead. Like just dead to her parents who spent all that money.
There we go. No, I'm sure they're incredibly aggressively disappointed.
Yes. Comedy.
Man, I was scrambling my senior year of college at Truman, and I was like, I need to find a job. Like, I got a painting degree. Why do I hate myself? And I got a job here basically with, like, I think I didn't say this, but with AmeriCorps.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they won't find out. Mm. But, yeah, and so, like, I got this job, and I knew I liked teaching, and I knew I liked kids, and that was kind of the extent of what I knew, and I knew it would take me to Kansas City, and all I knew at the time is, like, I want to be in a bigger city because Kirksville is so, so small.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got here and I had already done some shows here and knew like a few people because I've been doing it since I was like 17. So I know like I knew a fair amount of obviously like Columbia comedy people, St. Louis comedy people, and then KC people.
Mm-hmm.
So then I kind of just like went to the mics and a few of my comedy friends moved there. One of them like moved there because I got her the same job that I had.
Oh, so, I love when you work with your friends.
Yeah, I actually don't get to work with her because we were placed at different schools. We have the same job.
Okay.
So.
I guess.
Yeah.
Never do work when I have friends that I work with. It's really, really, really sad.
Oh, yeah.
We're always in trouble.
Thank God, like, we're not friends.
Right. Right.
We, like, do not like each other.
Yes, I just added you on Instagram.
Yeah, that is truly a mark of we're not friends.
Right. Yes. That's it. I'm just following you.
Yeah, that's fine.
So what was it like? How are the open mics around here?
They're pretty fun. I, like, honestly, I've been really bad about going to them. Mm-hmm. Like, if any of the comics are listening right now, they're like, yeah, Lisa, we haven't seen you one in a million years. Like, I went to
It's 7:27. They sleep till 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
They'll hear the podcast, maybe. But maybe. They're not awake right now.
Right. That's very true. Well, mm-hmm. a lot of them do have, like, day jobs, but they, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing mm-hmm. before. They're just crying into the sink.
Digging graves.
Same.
Right.
But yeah, so like I honestly don't like I went to a lot at the beginning and then I honestly with my job like get burned out because mm-hmm. I know it seems like I have a lot of energy, but that's.
Well, you work with kids.
I work with kids all day and have them like yell at me and throw tantrums. And then like I don't want to go to a mic and then like laugh at the same people.
Who's
over and over. And that's not to say anything bad about the comics. It's more like, and they know exactly what I mean. When you go to an open mic, it's the same people. It's the same stuff because mm-hmm. we're trying stuff out mm-hmm. and we're figuring things out. Mm-hmm. We're practicing. Like, mm-hmm. that's all fine.
Do you ever try your comedy in front of your students? Your kids?
No. I did. I told one of my kids one stupid joke that I made up and he didn't even get it. And I was like, well, okay, not for you.
I'm just going to drink this fifth that I hide in the desk.
Don't mind my handle of vodka, kids. It's Lisa's tutor juice.
Lisa's tutor juice. Wow. No, kids, I feel like parenting and especially teachers as well, just it is the hardest job that there is.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I get when people are like, oh, kids keep me young. They are fun. And in a way, I can see how they can keep you young. But at the end of the day, I want to immediately sleep, and I feel like they suck the life force
yeah.
out of my face.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother has three kids, and
ew.
I know. And I don't care how much I'll work and how many jobs I'll have and just be so exhausted when I go home for the holidays, 10 minutes with them. And I'm like, I would like to go back to what I'm doing because it's not as exhausting.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I remember trying, like, people would be like, well, why can't you... You know, like we have day jobs and go to mics. And I was like, I wish I had like a better answer for you. But like, I just feel like my life would be just slightly different if I did work with adults all day.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a little bit more like emotional energy to mm-hmm. like give to comedy. But it's like, mm. yeah, I'm just looking forward to like I do really like this job and I appreciate the opportunities that it's given me, but like I'm ready to not work with children
anymore. Right, right. How different is an audience of children versus an audience of people that come to a comedy show?
Well, like an audience of children usually comes in immediately liking you.
Mm-hmm.
And especially me, because right now I have colored hair.
Right, yes.
And they're like, you look like a fairy. Yeah. Like that's really fun. They immediately, like off the bat, they
okay.
like you. So that's nice. And then at comedy shows, it's like, the people who don't know you, for the most part, like you, and all the comedians like already don't like you. So it's a fun toss up of that.
Awesome!
Yeah.
You must have such wonderful self esteem.
Oh my, it's amazing. Just through the roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Scale of 1 to 100.
-3.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Honestly, dude, stand up comedy is, I've done it, and it is the hardest thing that I have ever done in my entire life.
It's a beast.
It's unlike...
That is for sure.
...being in a band. Because if you're in a band, you go up there, you've got people looking at you, but you have A, other people that you're in a band with. B, your song is already figured out. You know where everyone's going to play everything. And from beginning to end, you have confidence. But that is not what it is like when you get up there and do stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Well, I said that the first time that I did it, it was like going up on stage and then having the audience all have telescopes and then me opening up, just taking off all of my clothes and yep. like opening up my you know what and just being like, everybody look.
What is? This is how fun this is.
This is what stand-up comedy is. It's like look into your soul, because that is even it's stand-up comedy is funny and it's fun, but it also comes from pain,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah, a decent amount. And also a really intense amount of vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this new bit that I'm trying out is, like, about the first time I fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, it really, you had just mentioned that, like, it's hard to do something for so long, because eventually you actually do get scared of it again.
Yeah, I want to do it here in Kansas City, but it's been a year since I've done it.
Yeah.
And now that whole fear is back again, even though I've done it before.
Yeah. And I always try to tell myself, because one of my really good friends, Caitlin Round, she's another comedian, but she has to remind me all the time, like, ebb and flows. And there's mm-hmm. ebb and flows in absolutely everything in your life, and especially comedy.
Especially
and
comedy.
And I have to remind myself of that all the time, because I was like, I'm not getting enough shows. Like, I'm not in enough festivals. Like, I'm terrible. I'm the worst comic. Like, whatever.
How?
And then I remember there was a time when I was doing a lot of shows, and there was a lot going on and whatever. So I just, like, need to remember that, like, even if, like, who knows, quote unquote, if I was the best comic ever. I'm certainly not, and I'm not claiming that. But there's still ebb and flows.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's still moments when you have this new bit that's like a little baby, especially if it's one about a topic that you have never talked about before, mm-hmm. and it's really vulnerable, and mm-hmm. you try it out, and then sometimes maybe you cry after, even if it went well, because it's just like, hi, here's my heart, strangers. Okay,
absolutely.
Bye. I'm so scared. Yeah. A lot of that.
I remember my last girlfriend, it was a really, really, really traumatic and horrible relationship, and it like did a number on me psychologically. And
she
I wish she would have done that to me.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well,
so that I didn't have to go through the pain. It was one of those ones that was just like,
really
it never
bad.
Ended. It hurt so bad. I went home and cried so much. So I went to therapy over it. I was reading self-help books.
You have an address of this girl, because I will go throw down.
Ironically, she's a comedian.
Oh, no.
like a pretty big one, too, in L.A. But so I did all these things, and like I listened to music, and I wrote songs, and I just couldn't get it out. And I remember... I took a comedy class and decided like 2 days before our big show that I was going to do my whole entire bit on my ex. And so I got up on the stage and I did my thing, and it was so validating to tell the truth and then have people laugh at it, because it was ridiculous. And I remember going up on that stage, she was still like in every cell that I was comprised of. But when I got off that stage, it was the most freeing thing that I had ever done.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a big show. It didn't even matter. But to be able to say, to be able to get stuff like that off your chest is just beautiful.
Well, and to have, and also that laughter is validation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I felt that too. And you're like, oh, thank God.
Right.
I'm not just living in my brain anymore.
Yeah. I had a joke that was like, she was bisexual, and mm-hmm. she would tell me all the time when we were fighting that she would leave me for a dude. And so
cool. That's a great thing to say to a person.
Exactly. Especially a lesbian. You know, it's like I'm leaving you for something that you cannot be, right?
Rock
I don't
on.
Yeah. And
awesome.
So I was
she
like,
sounds awesome.
So I was like, how can I get her back? What would be the equivalent of that? Because it's so painful. So I decided that when she said that, I would ruin the TV shows that she hadn't watched yet, like Friends.
That is
and
a
everything.
Good revenge.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah, Ross and Rachel do end up together. You know, the mother and how I met your mother. It's no, I never watched that show, but
oh,
but yeah,
she's doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's so great to take like the pain that you have and turn it into something that's
positive.
Yeah, how do you? I mean, you have to have a tough skin to go up there. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with like the rejection? How do you get back up on the stage after you've had a show that didn't go exactly your way?
It's rough. Mm. I took it, oh my God. When I was younger, I took it like so hard. Like straight up like would nod to all the other comedians and be like, I'll see you guys later. And then just cry in my little Saturn for like an hour. No, it's fine. I was in high school. I was crying all the time anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I'm not saying at all that doesn't happen. I just cry in a different Saturn.
Okay. A nicer one?
Slightly.
Okay. There you go.
It's from this century. So
okay.
That's
okay. The stepping up. Stepping
right.
up.
Little yeah. baby steps.
Yep. Yep.
I'm poor. Someone give me money. But it was the craziest thing. I remember it was really a significant time. I was doing this show like my freshman year of college, and we was just starting off at this really like it's a really prominent show now in Columbia, Pikes mm-hmm. and Punchlines. Like mm-hmm. I'm not up at any time on it soon, but like it's a great show. You should go to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't even called that yet. It was just starting out, and it was like such a terrible show, and no one else was doing well. There's like one other guy that did pretty well, and like I just my stupid dumb face. I might as well have like just taking my face and smashing into the stool.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad. Like, it was so
bombing
bad.
Bombing is the most painful thing
just
in the world.
Just ate it. And I remember I walked off stage, and obviously I felt all those terrible feelings. And then one of the older comedians that I really respected, like, patted me on the back and was like, earning your stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, like, every time that happens, that's what I have to, like, think about.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the comedians here, like, you know, we're friends, so they're, like, all pretty supportive when
Good.
You bomb. They're just like, ah! Another day, another, not a dollar, because we barely make money.
Right, right,
but,
right.
But
yeah,
so
yeah.
It is what it is. Like, obviously, there's literally still days where, like, I bomb, and I was like, I would rather be dead. And then there's some days where it just falls off my shoulder. So for me, it goes back and forth.
I remember reading a story a couple of months ago about Tiffany Haddish bombing.
Yeah.
You know, she's so funny. She's in the funniest movies. But she just wasn't having a good day. But that is because every day is different. Every show is different. You don't know what's going to offend someone. You don't know what's going to make them laugh. You don't know what they've been through that day.
Yeah.
So the fact that you do it, mad props. And I always love supporting you. For the people that want to come see you live.
Yes.
Where are some places that they could see you?
Lisa Pockets live. That's what I call
your Netflix special. Your Netflix special.
Oh God.
Lisa
please.
Pockets live.
I don't. Yeah, so today, if anyone, I know everyone listening to this is in Kansas City, but who knows, maybe you're driving 4 hours today and going to St. Louis.
We're streaming everywhere, so.
See, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're in St. Louis. So I'm actually doing a show at the Heavy Anchor. It's called The Future is Female. It's an all-female lineup, which mm-hmm. is like my jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's at 8. It's $10. Tomorrow, Saturday, 420 Blaze Up. Can I say that?
Yes, of course. It's the buzz. People
true.
Are high and driving to work right now.
I'm doing the comedy showcase at the shop, and it's at the Improv Shop in St. Louis. It's at 8 p.m. It's $12. Friday, May 3rd, I'm doing the El Camino party in the back. It's for First Fridays. It's 2016 Baltimore. It's literally like in an alley.
Okay.
I'm really excited to do it because I always like, I feel inside like a little dumpster baby, but I want to feel that way while I'm doing comedy, so that works out.
My eyes are so wide right now, learning so much about you.
And then we're pretty sure the date may change, but I'm pretty darn sure May 11th for the next Pomp and Circumstance, which mm-hmm. is the show that I run. We have a lot of great, obviously, like ladies going up.
Yep.
Wonderful lineup, always great.
That's the show that we met at. And that would be at the Rhino?
Yes, okay. At the Rhino. Yep. Sorry, definitely should have said that. That's part of the whatever.
Shout out to the Rhino!
What's up?
Wow,
and then,
we're never doing that again, are we?
I just thought, I was like, let's just blaze past it. We're not going to mention it. But then you did. So here we are. We're sitting in it. Do you like how you feel right now, Jordan?
No, it feels squishy.
It feels squishy. I don't like it. Last one, Thursday, May 23rd. I'm opening for Danny Browning. And it's at the Osage Beach Inn, I think, at 5142 Osage Beach Parkway.
Cool. Where, if people are driving and they're high, I mean, really, honestly, it's not the fact most that they're driving, it's that most people listening are high.
Right.
If they didn't catch all of that, where would be a place on, say, the World Wide Web
yes.
that they would see that information again?
So you can follow me on
LisaPockets,
Instagram.gov.
Wait, really?
That's no.
Okay.
That was a bit. So like I'm literally on like Lisa Pockets everything. There's no space. It's just Lisa Pockets and it's spelled how you would think it's spelled.
And they'll know that it's you because of your hair.
Right. Yes. My hair is colored in like all the pictures. So like on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but I plug all my shows on Facebook and all my arts on Instagram if you want to buy it.
Also head over to mine. You're in my story and the link to your Instagram is in my story or will be. It will be right after we finish this.
I didn't know.
It will be there. It will be there all day today, right after 9 o'clock. Do you want to do the news with me one more time before you have to go to work?
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Lisa Pockets with the stand-up news.
Yeah.
So massive donations are coming in to rebuild Notre Dame. And it's causing controversy because people are tweeting that these rich people that are donating to rebuild the church could actually do things like send Flint clean water.
Right. Which, like, obviously that's a good point. But just keep in mind that rich people are more concerned about, like, fun tourist destinations to take their really beautiful white grandchildren rather than to, like, care about marginalized people.
Can you unhook that mic and just drop it on the ground, please?
Yeah. Let me destroy your very expensive radio equipment.
After saying something like that, it was so true. You're right. Now in the most awkward transition of all time, it's now legal for your meat to have trace amounts of fecal matter in it.
Wah, blah, blah, blah. I wanted to, at some point, I was like, in the show, I have to do a reggae horn with my mouth. And I think that was the appropriate time, and I think I made the right call.
Oh, my God.
First of all, if you guys don't think that there's already, like, poo-poo town in your food already, because we live in America,
right?
Then you're kidding yourself.
Yeah. I always ask for an extra side of fecal matter with my burger. Okay, how about this one? Eating just one slice of bacon a day is linked to higher risk of having bum cancer.
Good.
What?
No, I mean, like, I don't want to live that long anyway.
Okay. Kansas City ranks among the worst cities in the U.S. for dogs attacking mail carriers. That's a thing. Can you believe that's a thing?
Sorry, that's like really cartoony. Like, I'm sure it's like really aggressive and not like good at all, but I just like imagine like, here's Scout again getting mad. But he's like probably ripping off his calf.
Yeah,
like, I'm sure it's really bad.
I just can't believe it's a thing again and not, you know, or that it's still a thing. Not the fact that dogs are attacking male, but male in general.
Like, right.
What is that?
Just general male.
And you're going to be in St. Louis today.
Yes.
So, you got to get going. But this happened in St. Louis. Police are searching for a woman accused of bashing out the windows of a St. Louis restaurant after she learned. What would make you that mad before I read the rest of this? What would make you so mad that you bashed out the windows of a restaurant with a baseball bat?
That they didn't put enough poop in my burger.
Close.
That would be my concern.
They ran out of chocolate ice cream.
That's valid. Also, was it McDonald's? Because literally you go there late at night and their ice cream machine is never working, but I know it is. They just don't want to clean it.
You're right.
That's always true.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Blake McFarland from Sporting KC. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
I'm making the sound, I don't know, like NPR or something right now. We have way more fun than that. So what's going on with Sporting KC this week?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So tomorrow we're going to have a block party out at Town Center, open to anybody to come out, hang out. There's a little bit of a VIP experience that people can partake in, which will be fun.
Like what? What do they?
So you'd say kind of a brunch that will allow some adult beverages if you'd like, non-adult beverages if that's not your thing.
Right.
We're going to have a player out there tomorrow signing some autographs, and we're going to be, it's filled up really quick, which is a good thing, but we had some Sporting Stripes and Sporting Stars, so those are the kids from 3 years old to 8 years old. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a free soccer clinic out there at Town Center for about 20 minutes.
Amazing.
And it's going to be a really fun event.
That's about a kid's attention span, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's also some adults' attention spans.
You are
mine
right.
Mine included.
You are right. Block party tomorrow at Town Center.
Yep.
What time does that start?
It starts at 10 a.m. and it'll end at 1 p.m.
Okay.
So busy day, because then at 9 p.m., Sporting Kansas City takes on San Jose Earthquakes.
That's right. That's right. And that is there.
Yes.
Not here.
In San Jose, not the easiest place to get to from Kansas City, but you can't really fly direct to San Jose. Found that out on my own.
Huh. I guess, yeah, you'd have to fly to like LAX and then up or something, huh?
Yeah, or you fly to like Austin and in there as well.
Or you know, just get the keys to the private jet.
I wish we had one that we could do for all these trips, but not for this trip.
Wait, does the team?
They fly commercial. Most
what?
Most trips, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I did not know that. I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's keeping it real.
It is.
I appreciate that you guys do that. So where locally can fans join to watch the match?
Well, another pub, first and foremost, that's going to have your Sporting KC matches all the time in the Power and Light District. But in addition to that, you'll have Chicken and Pickle. You have Wally's and Lee Summit. And you'll have the Red Lion Tavern in Lawrence. And there's a couple other locations around, but check out those pub networks at sportingkc.com/pub-partners.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll let you know where all the locations are around town. There are more coming. That's why I was a little bit slow in thinking of which ones I could say are part of the network,
right,
and which
right.
ones aren't, because
yep.
we'll be adding some new locations hopefully in June. And that'll be great. It'll be fun. 9 p.m. If you're younger, you know, you just watch a sporting match and then just roll that thing right into a nice little Saturday night right before you get up early for any activities you have on Sunday.
And Game of Thrones.
It's true, yes.
Of course, of course. So there is a viral video going around, and it is, I want to say, because of you.
Yes, we'll take credit.
Okay. Please explain what it is.
Yeah, so last Saturday, you and I talked about it, Sporting KC Day at the Royals. One of the things that we did for that was that we allowed Nate Bucati, our play-by-play guy, to run in the hot dog derby, Sam McDowell, who works for the Kansas City Star, and we decided, well, you know what, we need a third person, so why not grab Hartzell Gray, our in-stadium host, and you guys know him as well, as a night show here host. And so Hartzell was very loud about his level of athleticism.
He's a Division I athlete.
Yeah.
He was.
Some people say you always are, but
for him,
he was.
Sure. I mean, he's fit. He's good.
Yeah, I would say after what we saw, it is definitely a was, not an is situation.
If you have not seen this video, you can see it at 96.5thebuzz.com.
Yeah, and so Hartzell takes out to a commanding lead.
Yeah, it looked like the Olympics, but everyone was in hot dog suits.
Yeah, he was going to win it very easily. He was not going to break the record like he thought, but he was going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
And then the unfortunate happened. He tripped. Nate Bucati won. There is some controversy on if his hot dog costume crossed the line but did not break the finish line, the physical line that the K crew held up.
Do we have instant replay or other angles? Is this like the Kennedy assassination?
Yeah, so luckily we are on Fox Sports Kansas City as well, so we know a lot of the people that were doing the Royals broadcast that night. So yes, they've sent us every single camera that the TV truck has and all of the in-stadium cameras. There is inconclusive. I would not feel good as an official going to VAR to check that out.
Right.
But I'm going to say Nate won, just because I think that part of it is you should get rewarded for standing upright the whole race. And so he was not able to finish that off.
He gave it all. His little legs were running so fast. I was so impressed. I was like, that's Hartzell. And then boom.
Yeah.
What did he say was the reason that he fell?
I don't know.
Oh.
He didn't ever say it. I was holding on to all of their guys' phones and everything, and I've never had a phone buzz more than Hartzell's did after that.
Right.
And it was all of his friends, not saying exactly the most nice things to him after he fell there, but we loved it. It was great. I saw that the Sporting News said it was the best hot dog derby race ever.
Yes, it's a viral video in Kansas City. Again, if you want to check it out, 96.5thebuzz.com. Or actually just anywhere. Type in hot dog race, Sporting KC Royals Day last week.
Yep.
Okay, and so I am coming to the game next Saturday, the match next Saturday.
Yes, it's going to be so fun. April 27th, Kansas City Day. Like I said, there might be an ability for you to get one of those nice Kansas City shirts that we released this week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an awesome ticket package that people can take advantage of. And it's a KC Clothing Company shirt, but a Sporting KC design.
If there aren't any of those, can I just get a New England Revolution shirt and burn it?
Yeah, we can work on it. Okay. You know, their logo looks like it was created in Microsoft Paint a few years ago.
That's some fighting words, Blake.
But I think they would embrace that, too, that it's not the best-looking logo in sports. Maybe time for a rebrand from them. But it's going to be a great match. They're a good squad, and Sporting will have to bring it at home there. And you'll be out there, and it'll be a lot of fun. Kansas City Knights will have some different activations on the plaza and some new looks on the video board, and trying to include everyone from like the Kansas City area as best we can, and it should be fun. And then obviously we have Jordan Silver out there, so it'll be fun as well.
How many players need to be injured for me to be able to say, hold my beer, and then I get to join and just start trying against the New England Revolution?
I'd say a couple, at least a couple. I think that there would be there's probably some rule on the minimum amount of players that can be on the field.
Okay.
I believe it's like six or seven. But yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, they have to sign you to a 1-day contract. I think I would have to play as your agent there and negotiate that for you.
That's fine.
It'll work out one way or another.
Okay, good. Yes, I will be there. I'm so excited. Are tickets still available for that match?
Tickets are still available. Go to SeatGeek.com. You can purchase those there. And like I said, there's a t-shirt and ticket package that should be really fun for everyone, and it's a really good deal. So if you get that, you can pick your t-shirt up on the match on the 27th. Wear that, have a great time, and support Kansas City.
That's right. Go Sporting KC.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I am joined by comedian Eric Schwartz, who's going to be at the Comedy Club of Kansas City today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah, I did my research on you, sir.
Yeah, oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Did you know that I have split personalities?
No, I didn't read that on Wikipedia.
I don't put that online. That's just for you in the studio.
And all of Kansas City to know now.
That's right. Because when I came in, you have a different idea of me. You're like, oh, look at this bald dude, glasses, button-up shirt. Cool, tech support's here. But no, I'm here to rock the end of your show. I'm glad you kept me for the end.
For the end, and I played all the commercials, so we're good to go.
Let's do this.
We are good to go. Do your split personalities come out when you're on stage?
Yes.
You got to work. Y'all don't know.
How did you just have two voices coming out of your one mouth?
Because I beatbox out of my nose.
What?
Yeah.
Is that how that happens?
So if you're listening at home or in the car, I'm on the regular mic, and then I got this other mic that does effects, and I put it up to my nose, and I could be like a one-man band, right? Like this. I'm beatboxing out of my nose.
Wow.
That's how they came up with the lyrics to that song.
Yeah. You performed in front of them, and they're just like,
when I was born, AC/DC was in the hospital, and they saw me just coming out beatboxing out the womb. I cut my own umbilical cord.
Oh.
I went to the studio, hit record. 2 days later, I was out on tour.
How the hell on earth and when did you realize that you could do both of those things at once?
Practice.
Okay.
Practice. I drive around, I make stupid noises, and just entertain myself. And I say, you know what? Maybe this is fit for consumption of other people.
Right, yes.
On stage at a comedy club.
Well, what happens when you get a stuffy nose? Do you have to cancel your show?
You know, the show must go on. Okay. And, some microphones are going to get ruined.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's the one that you bring in, though, the one that goes to your nose.
Yeah, good,
because we have other guests coming in.
Yeah. That's I brought that one.
Okay, thank you so much for
and
that.
And I don't have a cold.
Okay, good.
I do not have a cold. But yeah, I do this show. This is my show. This is, I do a show called Multicomedia.
Mm-hmm.
It's multimedia and comedy. And we have so much fun, like, at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. It's a brand new club. So we're having so much fun this weekend, just doing fun stuff. Like a lot of people, after shows, they are very complimentary. And I gotta say, like, everyone kept saying that I sounded like Justin Timberlake. And that's why, you know,
if I close my eyes.
And now you open your eyes and you're like, oh my God, it's Justin Timberlake if he were an off-duty member of the Blue Man Group.
Do you get that a lot? Because you, like, what does a comedian look like?
I mean, every all kinds, all walks of life.
Right.
Me, I kind of look like NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
Okay, yeah.
Or The Rock. Well, the Rock skeletal system.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I look like The Rock skeletal system.
You have a bunch of shows this weekend.
Yeah.
Tonight, 7:30 and 10.
Yes.
I guess they called it the early and the late show.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, same, 7:30 and 10. And on Sunday at 7.
And Sunday at 7. Yeah, we're doing all the shows. And yeah, and I get a lot of questions about being bald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. People think it's a novelty and stuff. They want to touch my head. And if you come to the show, you cannot. I'm sorry. That's the one. That's all right. Draw the line.
There's a VIP meet and greet I noticed.
Yeah.
So can those people touch your head?
No, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's my no-no zone.
That's fine. Whoa.
That's, you know, okay. Like, I know you think it's a novelty. Like, oh, it's like a baby porpoise. No, it's just skin. You're not going to feel it and be like, I felt a kick, you know? But you know what the question I get? And this is, I can't believe people ask it. They go, how did you go bald? How?
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 Like, how do you think? You know?
Have you been to Kansas City before?
I've been to Kansas City many times. Mm-hmm. And way back in the day. And then I took a little break in the last couple of years, been building up. And now the Comedy Club of Kansas City opened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited about it. It's a brand new club. And we did the show last night. It's a beautiful club.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
I was there the last weekend. It was really, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was, do they have the booze license yet?
Yes.
Hopefully tonight. Okay.
Yeah, tonight.
But you do.
Come christen the place with us. It's Good Friday.
Oh, totally.
You know, it's all appropriate. It's Good Friday. You're supposed to be fasting, right?
Right.
Yeah. What I read that. I'm Jewish. I don't know.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'm like, what is Good Friday? And they go, it's for fasting and penance. And I'm like, you know what? When the sun goes down, like in the Jewish religion, that's when the fast ends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it's a good night to go out drinking on an empty stomach.
Yes. There you go. Really easy.
Great.
Really
You'll
easy
get drunk
to get drunk.
Super quick.
I went last weekend. They did not have the liquor permit. And dude, the second the show started, didn't even need it.
Yeah.
My stomach hurt from laughing.
That's it.
It was great. It was great. So if you can go and there's a restaurant right next door, they serve booze, so you can get a little lit beforhand.
Yeah.
Or you can just go in sober.
I don't even drink at all.
Oh,
I don't. I just, me personally,
okay.
I don't drink. I don't do any drugs. Like, I do this something really crazy, though.
What?
Deal with my problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I just.
A lot of therapists are going, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
I do extreme journaling.
What kind of things do you put together as a multi-comedian?
Well, we do a lot. I do a lot of visual stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do this thing on fonts that you got to come see. I talk about fonts because I'm a font savant.
Oh, I love that.
I what's the worst font of all time? Say it.
We all know it.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Comic Sans. That's right.
Yep.
People, that is the PT Cruiser of fonts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't use it. I know people think it's cute. Oh, it's the funny font, Comic Sans.
No.
It's defining itself for you. Comic, from the word comedy. Sans, meaning without. It literally means without comedy.
Yeah.
That's
not
right.
Funny.
Not funny.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.